This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Globally, the death toll as a result of COVID-19 is nearly 312,000, while the number of confirmed infections is 4.6 million. In the U.S., the number of deaths approaches 89,000, while the number of confirmed infections is well over 1.4 million. As state after state begins to reopen, local health departments charged with tracking down everyone who has been in close contact with those who test positive coronavirus are still scrambling to hire enough people. They are often hundreds, even thousands of people short of targets for their contact tracing programs. In Cook County, Illinois, for example, there are just 29 contact tracers serving 2.5 million people in the communities around Chicago. Los Angeles County has 400 of the estimated 6,000 contact tracers it will need. Public health experts worry this could lead to a resurgence of the virus. Former President Barack Obama criticized some of the U.S. leaders overseeing the coronavirus response as he delivered an online commencement speech for graduates of historically black colleges and universities. Mr. Obama told graduates that the pandemic shows many officials, as he puts it, aren't even pretending to be in charge. At least eight more sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt have tested positive again for the coronavirus. That raises to 13 the number who appear to have become infected a second time while serving aboard the aircraft carrier now sidelined in Guam. All the sailors had previously tested positive for the virus and had gone through at least 2 weeks of isolation. Before they were allowed to return to the ship, all had to test negative twice in a row, with the test separate. This is VOA News. Greece has reopened public beaches under strict social distancing measures during a heat wave. City dwellers have flocked to the beaches while temperatures reach 98 degrees. This is less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted, easing beach restrictions. It's seen as key to salvaging the tourist industry over the summer. Greece expects to have the worst recession in the European Union as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Swimming and sun lounges were permitted 5 feet apart, but no group sports or food operations. The Italian government is easing travel restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus pandemic, although people are free to move inside the region where they live. Italy imposed nationwide lockdown rules in early March after it became the first country outside Asia with a major outbreak of coronavirus. But the government has gradually reopened the country as the rates of infections and death fall. Social distancing rules are being implemented in the sectors of the economy that have reopened. Now the government has given the green light to some areas of international travel. As of June 3rd, there will be no quarantine requirement for people coming in from outside Italy. The U.S. Embassy has found itself barraged with criticism after putting out a message on Twitter warning Guatemalans about the dangers of sending children as migrants to the United States. Saturday's tweet was accompanied by a photograph of Felipe Gomez Alonso, an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy who died in the custody of the U.S. Border Patrol in December of 2018. That angered many people, and dozens took to social media to complain, with some saying the U.S. message could be interpreted as a threat to migrants. Hours after it posted, the tweet was deleted from the official website of the U.S. Embassy. The National Hurricane Center says a low-pressure system just off the coast of east central Florida has become a tropical depression, and that a tropical storm watch has been issued for a portion of the North Carolina coast. Meteorologists say that the storm is located east of the central Florida coast. The storm, which has been named Tropical Depression 1, is moving to the northeast at 14 miles per hour. Tropical storm force winds and heavy rains are possible in North Carolina Monday, and dangerous coastal surf conditions and rip currents are expected to spread northward from Florida to the Mid-Atlantic states during the next few days. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from my home studio in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you today. First, and as always, we'll listen to a diverse mix of Pan-African music. Today, from Morocco to Chad to Zimbabwe. Then, I've got three live performances and interviews that I've had on Facebook and on Zoom over the past couple of weeks. There's Wambo in Douala, Cameroon. He debuts a new piece. It's called Coronavirus. Then Rwandan reggae icon Mighty Popo shares his brand new single and his music video, Ragasa Bo Baraka. He's in Kigali. And from Windhoek, Namibia, singer-songwriter Elemoto performs. He performs a beautiful acoustic piece with his guitarist, Sam Matola. So all this, plus Song of the Week, that's Te Amo by a brother duo from São Tomé and Príncipe. And you're not going to believe it, but one more feature for you. This interview comes from Kenya. It's singer-rapper Nyashinski, who discusses his new album, Lucky You, with reporter Bill Odidi. And we'll get to hear some samples of that new album. And finally, I gotta say it, I close out the show with a song that I think has the absolute most beautiful melody. I know you're gonna love it. And it's by an up-and-coming artist from Ghana, Kobe Simple. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. We're starting out with a new release by Nigerian hit maker Kiz Daniel, Jaho.
You they do as them they do. Oh, God, do it in you know. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. As you done this life alone, hey. That's why you go live this life alone, no. You better know who you are. You better know who you are. Oh, hello.
Jaho. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. Here's a 2017 single by Shekinah and Jahno Band. It's called Jame.
Jame.
Eight, that was Jame, a collaboration by South African singer Shekinah and Ethiopian rock group Jano Band. Hello, I'm Heather. It's so nice to be with you again this weekend. Now, these next three songs are by artists who have appeared on or performed live for Music Time in Africa just recently, since the COVID-19 pandemic has settled in, kind of. This first one is an excerpt from Windhoek, Namibia, where singer-songwriter Ele Moto and his guitarist Samuel Matola, who also sings harmony, did a whole concert on Facebook Live. Here we go.
Hello, my name is Ele Moto.
Hello, my name is Sam Matola.
We are all the way from Windhoek, Namibia, doing this for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Voice of America. I hope you guys enjoy it out there in the World Wide Web. This song is called Kalahari. It's a new tune. Enjoy.
Setsanya na yo na ujo khala khari we ujo khala khari khala khari we ujo khala khari khata 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 o khate komu shawe khala khadi. How far I go from you, you keep calling me home. No matter how far I go from you, you keep calling me home. You keep calling me home. You keep calling me home. Khata 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 como shawing khala khadi musimanya na yo na ujo khala khadi Setsanya na yo na ujo khala khadi we khala khadi ujo khala khadi we khala khadi khata 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 o khate como shawe.
It's Music Time in Africa.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather. That was Ele Moto and Sam Matola, who performed live on Music Time in Africa Facebook from Namibia. That was on April 30th, and you can check them out on my Facebook page, that's Music Time in Africa, or on my Instagram, the handle there is MTIA Maxwell, or also on YouTube. And listen, if you do that, will you please leave me a message? Tell me how you liked what you saw and just say hi. It's a great way to connect with all of you, and I love getting to know each and every one of you. Now, another artist who performed live for MTIA Facebook was Wambo. His full name is Manuel Wanji. He goes by Wambo. He's a legend in Cameroon, and he's been at it for decades, but he just gets better and better. Here he is in Douala, Cameroon, in his makeshift studio with some pots and pans, metal spoons, and an old keyboard. He says the song is a work in progress, and he told me before we went live that this was his first time ever performing it. So it's his debut right here on Music Time in Africa.
During this special time with the lockdown, I composed a song about coronavirus because I think it's very important to say what I think about it, you know. And so I have my recording studio here, so I use some. A little bit of my keyboard, and I compose this song. But it's very new, so it's the first time I did it live.
Right here, with me on Music Time in Africa. So that was Wambo and his brand new song, his debut performance of it on May 8th on Music Time in Africa Live, Coronavirus. That's catchy.
Do you have a song that you love to listen to? Email Heather at musictime@voanews.com. She will be glad to fulfill your wishes.
I'm Heather Maxwell, and next up, the third and final artist who appeared as a special guest on my social media this past week is Jacques Morigande. He's best known as Mighty Popo. Now, we just had an interview on Zoom, but it's about his new song with a really powerful message and beautiful music video that we watch and listen to together. Here's the interview.
Hello. So I have Popo Murigande on the line. He's in Kigali, Rwanda. Hi, Popo.
Hello, Heather.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm thankful. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Your new music video and song, tell me what the name is and what it means.
Oh, my new single is called Rwagasabo Baraka. Rwagasabo is just another way of saying Rwanda.
Okay.
And then Baraka, it's Swahili for blessing. So Rwandan blessing.
Tarinze kuki sebya Samira hafi tu fatanye kuchubaka we kangwa ni bubona uga kangwe ni purora.
What is the song about? What is the message?
So this new song is about humility. Pretty much calling on all Rwandans, first of all, you know, to try to be humble enough to try to put our hand together and rebuild our country properly. You know how, actually we are in a month of commemoration of the genocide perpetrated against the Tutsi people of Rwanda, in 1994. We are into the commemorations, 100 days from April 7th. So it's calling on everyone from any walk of life, you know, to come together and instead of criticizing our country, you know, for no reason, for the sake of arguing, instead of doing that, why don't we join hands and try to build our country properly?
That is just beautiful, Popo. I love hearing all this beauty. So tell me, what makes this a new kind of a reggae sound?
Well, it's a really good question because I've been trying to come up with my own way of fusing reggae with Rwandan rhythms. And it's not your easiest thing to do because our time signature here musically is a little odd. We have 3, 4, 6, 4, 6, 8, 5, 8, you know. It's not really the easiest thing. So somehow I find a 6-4 and a 3-4, you know, can blend nicely and easily, where you can fit in the reggae vibe, the reggae bang, the reggae shuffling, you know. Maybe not the one drops, you know, but we can use our Rwandan rhythm and then we can actually decorate it with reggae elements.
So, Popo, the dance.
Oh, Ikinimba. Ikinimba is one of the dances we have in Rwanda. Yeah.
I remember this dance. Now, for all of you listeners out there, if you didn't know, I went to visit Rwanda in 2016, and I was with Popo for the entire trip. And I remember the first time I saw that dance, and I was just blown away and so amazed.
When you came to our school, thank you again for coming. We still have those videos of you dancing. And you can break a move. You can dance. You get to show you how elegant you are. You know,
it's gorgeous.
We are one of the few countries in Africa that don't use hips. We use the upper body a lot.
Well, this is just so much fun to listen with you, Popo, who's all the way there in Kigali while I'm here in Washington, D.C. Thank you so much. Love your music. We look forward to seeing more and hearing more from this new reggae sound you've got.
Thank you very much and enjoy, everyone. Peace to the world.
All right. Hello, guys. So that last interview with Mighty Popo, featuring his new reggae tune from Rwanda, That concluded the segment in today's show of interviews and live performances that musicians on the continent, that's Popo, Wambo, and Elemoto, have given exclusively for us on Music Time in Africa. I just shared some of it for you guys, and there's more. So if you want to watch more, you can get on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page, my Instagram, or YouTube, and watch everything. Next up, three songs back-to-back by female singers you're gonna love. Then we've got Song of the Week with Kwame, and one more interview, this time with Kenyan artist Nyashinski. He has got a brand new album out, and Bill Odidi is gonna bring us that interview from Nairobi. And then I've got that one more song to round out the hour, the one with the most beautiful melody. Okay, so let's go. The females. We've got Gemma Griffiths from Zimbabwe, Ijatu from Sierra Leone, USA, and Inez of Morocco.
Incredible.
I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy. I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy. I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy. Like I need you. I don't need nobody, buddy, buddy. To the top of the way, change my mind over time, no stop.
Mr. Coker.
Your love rain on me.
you need. I don't be the blinds, I don't be the seed. Allow me make a go, make a fee by three. Come by, you be shade for the family. But what's else you want, what's else you need. I don't be the blinds, I don't be the seed. Oh, allow me make a go, make a fee by three. Come by, you be shade for the family.
Please love me for me, na na na. Quitting you not do, but then not go able.
Please love me for me, no, no, no. Sweetie, honey, sugar daddy, no, no, no.
Please love me for me, no, 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 no. Sweetie, honey, sugar daddy, no, no, no. روحي وحزاني انا مشتاق لعلي.
Hello. Yeah, so we just heard three songs back to back by Gemma Griffiths, Ijatu, and Inez. I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa. So we're coming up to the last quarter of the show, starting with...
And this is the song of the week.
Hello, Kwame. Hi, how are you?
Hey, Heather, I'm great. Oh my God, I'm trying to weather this whole coronavirus craziness.
I know, right? I'm getting a little tired of this in my house studio, seeing you on Zoom.
Same here.
But you look good, and we're both wearing hats today. We must have been of the same mind.
We always are.
Yeah, that's true. So The song of the week today, I picked it out, as you know, but I know you really like it too. It's in Portuguese, and it's by a brother duo, and they're called Kalema, and the song is a love song. It's called Te Amo.
Estou meio sem planos. Preciso ouvir, ouvir que me queres, sentir que ainda me queres. E não foi desta que acabou. Todos falam de ti, de como fui um bobo. Te perdi por tão pouco.
Sounds like a deep, deep, deep love song. I mean, you can hear them emoting and going, and I wonder which lady got them to feel these kind of feels.
I don't know. But I mean, if most of our listeners do not understand Portuguese, so do you know what they're singing about, Kwame?
Te amo, I'm guessing, means my love, but as to what you're singing about, honestly, I'm as lost as you are.
Well, I'm not that lost. I looked it up. I did some translation. Okay. Yeah, so what he's saying is this girl that he's in love with has left and hasn't explained why. He doesn't know where she is, but he definitely gets the feeling that she's gone for good, and he blames himself. And, you know, he just says, I must have done something wrong, and I just, if she would only come back, I would prove to her. You know, they're young. It's kind of, I think we've all been there at one point.
Of course. Isn't it amazing how with guys, when they want to woo back a lady or woo a lady, they get smooth? No wonder the song is so smooth.
The beat, and that is one of the main reasons I picked this song. It's something different. It's in Portuguese, and I love the beat. And then I learned that Kalema, the name of the group, is the sound of the undulations of the coast of West Africa, the sound of the water.
That explains it. So in the video, you see a lot of waves, and you know they have that smooth sound going. Wow.
Yes, that's their symbol.
That's amazing, and you can see that with their smoothness and that whole wavy vibe, they are really loved. Because if you check their YouTube right now, they have over 10 million views, and they released this song in February, I think. So that's big.
And that music video is so big too, Kwame, is because it shows everybody in a soft light in a club, beautiful people, young people having a good time. And I think many of us are so sick of being stuck inside that we just love seeing what life used to be like and what we hope it will be one day soon. Again.
Right on the head. Honestly, man, I wish that was me in that club.
Me too. All right, so that was Te Amo by the group Kalema.
Oh, yep. We hope you enjoyed it. And I'm Mr. Santi.
And I'm Heather Maxwell. And that was of the week. See you next week, Kwame. Yeah.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Yeah. Hey, how you all doing? I'm Heather, and you just heard Yemi Alade and Angelique Kidjo with Shekere. Now, this next tune is called Mamre, and it's a song by Chadian Canadian artist Elete. I spoke with him recently, and he explained the song. He says he sings in his mother tongue, called Sara, and he talks about people's journeys, their promises, love stories, everything kind of that we all go through and then leave behind. It's melancholy. That was Elete with his new single, Mamre. That song's music video, which you can watch on YouTube, is beautiful. You should check it out. That's M-A-M-R-E. I mean, really, how often do you see or hear music from Chad? All right, let's move over to Nairobi and hook up with Bill Odidi. He's always got something exciting for us to hear. This time, I think he's talking about Nyashinsky's new album. Hey, Bill.
Thanks for that, Heather Maxwell. Greetings from Nairobi in Kenya. Hope you're keeping safe wherever in the world you are. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm giving you a taste of the new album by one of the biggest names in Kenyan and East African music. He's called Nyashinsky.
Just before you say you love me, achani kwoneshendani ya moyo wangu mpenzi. Kungoje utajumiza bure na siku sema siku pendi. Are you too much for me, maybe? Times you drive me crazy. I never really know
before
what to say.
Baby, do you know me? How can you say yes when I don't even know myself?
Before you fall in love,
first can you afford me? I have expensive taste and I can tango by myself. But tomorrow I'll be left.
Oh, that's great. Love makes the world go round. Singer and rapper Nyashinsky with Flowers from his new album, The Lucky One. Due to the current situation with the COVID-19 pandemic, the album was launched with a virtual performance on the Kenyan singer's YouTube channel. So how did that go down?
Out of the 19 songs that we were able to put in the set that day that we performed, 6 of them are from the Lucky You album. I mean, the reaction and feedback has been very, very positive so far. I'm so happy. You know, the fans are very happy with the work that we've done. And that's always very, very satisfying for me as a musician, you know.
Shinwesi binadam anymore. Weni brand sasa maisha yako ni show. Media ina scrutinize moves una make. Hakuna days off ataka ina kubreak. We baki kwa box tumekuweka usitoke. Even though tunapenda usichoke. Either you love me like you say you do, or just love what I do for you. With the way lucky you, lucky you.
So this new album by Kenyan singer and rapper Nyashinsky is called Lucky You. What does that title actually mean?
So many kids wanna be just like you. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you.
You know, people can look at you and think you're so lucky to be who you are or where you are in whatever field. And you might also look at them and think, wow, they're so lucky. But we all have our different challenges and we all have a reason as to why we are where we are. So all those nuances go into the title of the album.
So don't complain, please. So how story of privacy when it's public property, no matter how your day is. Atakama deep down, you don't love me. Picha na mimi takuongeze likes IG. Unaka unaishi life wana wish. Hakuna mtu atakusikia pa ukilia lia, why me? Room iko overcrowded after shows. My time mina takatuku dose. Sioni trophy na kam na kwana hose. But kauna ni like, I suppose. Lucky you, lucky you, lucky you.
The album cover has an image of all these playing cards. So I was just curious, what does this artwork actually symbolize?
Each playing card is a representation of a song. And they're in order. The first card is song number one. So it's an ace. Song number two is a number two card. Song number three is a number three card, and so on and so forth. What's drawn on the card is symbolic. The beauty of it is they're all hand-drawn, because I always want to represent the element of human creation. Even in the music, there's a lot of human voice, not just electronic sounds.
Grass is always greener on the other side. Every winter come up with you summertime. Yes, you are the money, baby, you decide. Playing with my family needs suicide. Make a legacy and then I do it twice. Nazifanya exactly villain newsy like. But grass is always greener on the other side. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great harmonies. The grass is always greener on the other side, says Kenyan rapper and singer Nyashinsky. And as he told me in the course of our conversation, his album Lucky You is reaching human vocals, human voices, not just electronic sounds. And that song is a perfect example of that. I'm afraid that's about it from me, Bilu Didi, here in Nairobi, Kenya. Till the next time we get together, hope you remain safe wherever in the world you are. Let me leave you with a little bit more of Nyashinsky as I take you back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill. And Nyashinsky, thank you for that great interview and music. Nyashinsky does not disappoint. All right. We are up on our last song of the hour. And this one, I can't wait for you to hear. It's by Kobe Simple, who is from Cape Coast, Ghana. It's called Taimaso. Remember what I said about it. The most beautiful melody. Seriously. Well, just listen to it.
Father, Father, hear my prayer. Same old story, life no easy. In the rain, background no soft at all. The rise and fall. Papa, change my story, let them hear my name. Yeah, yeah. Because the boy know they beg, the boy they work. Papa, Lord, I beg, I need your helping hand. Papa, check my time, I say.
here for the family. Man, they fight cause jet li. Tread yam pong kwa me tamachi. I don't say one day it go be. Hear my prayer, show me mercy. Give me favor, daddy bless me. Show me dollar, na brother de ka. Out of fasa, my friend won't fa. As I'm real, see can shamanka.
Colby Simple from Cape Coast, Ghana with Taimaso. It was beautiful, wasn't it? I told you. Well, guys, that concludes today's edition of Music Time in Africa. Thanks so much for joining me. And I'd like to give a very special thanks to all of our artists who contributed today. Wambo, Mighty Popo, Elemoto, and Sam Latola, Nyashinsky, and Bill Odidi, and Kwame Ofori. All you guys, thank you so much for making this great show. And remember, you can watch all of the featured artists that you heard today on my Facebook page or my Instagram, MTIA Maxwell, or my YouTube channel. So get on there, guys, and have fun. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC, and then again Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. You know, you can always also reach us online anytime at voanews.com. All you have to do is search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.